Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Don Johnson. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Del Singh reaches third base with a triple. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Singh scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Keene moves to third. Boone moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Delsing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Don Johnson. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Groth moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Groth moves to third. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groth tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorish covering, for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Fain for the double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keene for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorisch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. House reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. House scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-2 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Jack Harshman now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Bowling scores. Delsing goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Boone moves to third. It's 10-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera throws the ball into Carrasquel, who tags Kaline trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boone scores. Dropo moves to third. It's 11-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simon now pitching. Bill Wilson now playing left field. Carl Sawatsky now catching. Cass Michaels now playing third base. Grady Hatton now play. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 12-1, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-3 in the game. Garver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress now playing first base. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Stewart now playing right field. Tom Flanagan now pitching. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. House takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-4 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.